A foreign power with political dirt.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Two tankers attacked.
There's no doubt we'll see a rise of oil costs.
Violent night in Memphis.
It was very dangerous. Police started firing tear gas.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A foreign power offering dirt on a political opponent. With echoes of Russia from 2016, President Trump says it's fair game in campaign 2020. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president tells ABC,
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI.
He says if his campaign were again offered information from a foreign country about an opponent, he'd hear it out.
There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
The president calls it opposition research. But Mr. Trump's own FBI director, Christopher Wray, has said when it comes from a foreign government, a campaign should alert investigators.
The FBI director is wrong.
The president didn't discount the possibility that he might have his campaign go to the FBI after it heard from a foreign actor. He said he might do both. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Legal scholar Laurie Levinson says it may all boil down to an ethical issue instead of a legal one.
This isn't necessarily breaking the law, but it does make you wonder. Why is the president more interested in getting a political advantage than knowing why the Russians or another foreign power want to interfere with the election?
In a Moscow TV interview today, President Vladimir Putin said U.S.-Russia relations are getting worse and worse. He was critical of American sanctions. Iran's foreign minister calls it suspicious. The U.S. has its own take on attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. CBS's Cammy McCormick at the Pentagon.
A U.S. defense official says it's highly likely the attacks originated from Iran. The USS Bainbridge, which was in the area, rescued 21 crew members. The Iranians claimed their ships rescued crew members as well. One of the tankers was apparently attacked twice in 3 hours, and there was an engine room fire. There are reports at least one of them may have been hit by a torpedo.
The U.S. has an expanded military presence in the region, accusing Iran of making new threats. Military analyst Jeff McCausland.
This particular incident appears to have occurred near the Straits of Hormuz. About 20 to 30 oil tankers pass through the Straits of Hormuz on a daily basis, delivering some 20% of oil supplies for the entire globe. We'll see a rise of oil costs as shipping companies become more and more concerned about the safety of their ships.
Oil prices have shot up about 4% today. Back here at home, an ugly night in Memphis. Police were attacked by a rock-throwing crowd that had gathered after authorities shot and killed a suspect sought for felony warrants. WREG-TV reporter Luke Jones.
People throwing things at this wall of officers. Officers standing in a row in the middle of the street with their shields, trying to block the crowd from moving any closer. We heard police over loudspeakers telling people to disperse.
25 officers injured, 3 people arrested. 6 suspects are being held in the Dominican Republic in connection with the shooting of retired baseball slugger David Ortiz. CBS's Mola Lenghi has the latest.
A cell phone recovered from the shooting scene led police to the alleged gunman, 25-year-old Rolfi Ferreira Cruz. But they say he had plenty of help. New surveillance video shows a meeting between the suspects in 2 cars and the accused motorcycle driver, Eddie Garcia, near the bar before the ambush.
Ortiz is now recovering from his injuries in Boston. Now to Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on the battle between Democrats and the White House over census documents surrounding a citizenship question.
The White House says they're just going back to something that has been asked at various points in the past, but Democrats see politics at work here, and so they have been trying for a year to try to get their hands on memos and emails that would show who got the question added and why. But the Justice and Commerce Departments won't give them what they want. And so the House Oversight Committee voted yesterday to hold the leaders of those agencies in contempt of Congress, which could give the committees more power to subpoena these documents.
Lawmakers in Hong Kong have put off action on a controversial extradition law. That measure has been a spark for recent protests and is seen as a way for mainland China to assert more control. Dallas police have arrested a suspect in the killings of 3 women, including a transgender woman whose case drew widespread attention. Police Major Max Guerin says Kendrell Lyles was being investigated for another crime.
Detectives recognized that arrestee Lyles drove the same type of car that is believed to have picked up Malaysia Booker.
23-year-old Booker was found dead nearly a month ago. Her father was glad to hear of the arrest.
I just never thought in a million days I'd lose one of my kids. Rest easy, baby.
At the first sentencing in the college admission scandal, former Stanford sailing coach John Vandemore avoided prison time. He pleaded guilty to taking hundreds of thousands from the alleged mastermind Rick Singer to get students in as phony sailing team recruits.
This case for me was about trying to do what I thought was right for the team. I did not take any money personally. All donations from Singer went directly to Stanford and the sailing team.
In New York, CBS's Jerika Duncan has details of groping allegations against Oscar-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr.
Prosecutors have not charged Gooding with any crime as of yet, and the Associated Press reports that a 29-year-old woman told police Gooding grabbed her breast while he was intoxicated. Gooding's lawyer, who I spoke to last night, said Gooding would turn himself into police today, but now tells CBS News Gooding has no plans to do that until prosecutors can confirm they intend to charge him.
The woman told police the incident happened last weekend. The deciding Stanley Cup game was in Boston, but the party was in St. Louis. Fans celebrated the Blues' first championship in the team's 52-year history, a 4-1 win over the Bruins.
Coming from the worst team to the best team, this is amazing. Love this city.
The Blues rose from the hockey dead. The team had the NHL's worst record on January 2nd. Ecuador's highest court has legalized same-sex marriage in that country. Maine has become the 8th U.S. state to legalize medically assisted suicide. 6 minutes on screen in the movie Midnight Cowboy was enough to get actress Sylvia Miles one of her 2 Oscar nominations. Miles, known too for appearances at Manhattan parties, has died at 94. Seems some people have asked their smart speaker to find a good lawyer.
Amazon's Alexa can do a lot.
I can play music, answer questions.
She can also record and store your voice. Now lawsuits on behalf of 8 and 10-year-old children say Amazon could have warned them that their voices were being recorded and stored, but didn't. That violates at least 8 state laws on recording without consent. The Seattle Times reports these filings could be part of a larger class action suit involving minors who have Alexa in their homes. Amazon has had no comment. Peter King, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.